From 1934 to 1939, the factory was working hard against the eventuality of war. In September 1939, my father was made superintendent and we moved to Government House, Highbridge Street, Waltham Abbey, so that he would be easily contacted and able to oversee everything. Government House was built in the 1880s for the Army Superintendent and was a very large building standing in 5 to 6 acres of grounds, having outbuildings, including a coach house where my father garaged his car when it was laid up during the war because of the fuel rationing. There was a paddock for the horses, an orchard, a huge lawn, a large vegetable garden, many shrubs and an overgrown tennis court. A tributary of the River Lee flowed through the grounds from Bowdermill Lane under Highbridge Street and eventually went on into the factory from the boundary of our grounds. There was a rowing boat in its boathouse, which I was able to use. In fact, it had become a tradition that the boat was named after the daughter of the present superintendent, so I was delighted on my first visit to see the Dune moored there. The boat was really intended to be used by the superintendent in a case of emergency, i.e. if the road was blocked. Actually, the road was blocked when the V2 rocket fell a few yards from the house, but I doubt the boat was used. I would row up and down the river, past other factory houses, gardens, and stop and exchange some of our apples and pears for their plums and greengages, of which we had none. The surplus of produce from the factory gardens was always sent to families of needy workers. During the 1920s and 30s, some of the then unemployed workers tackled the huge task of making the overgrown gardens beautiful. They were glad of the work instead of being made redundant. As superintendent, my father had to attend all the factory social events, such as boxing matches, which were held in the town hall, and dances and concerts in the drill hall. This was situated next to the army superintendent's house. My mother organised parties for the workers' children and was very good at obtaining sweet coupons from everyone far and near, plus unobtainable things such as oranges and bananas from a local spiff. I enjoyed the dances and I was in great demand, being the super's daughter. I was only 17 years old when we went there, so I was able to enjoy the popularity. I remember one concert where Tutan Tessie, a well-known comedian from London, was entertaining us when the siren went. She just carried on with her act, slapping her huge tummy and thighs, and no one got up until she finished and suggested that they filed out to the shelters. Another thing very few people knew about Waltham Abbey was that just over our boundary wall at the back lived a certain Mr. MacLeod, who had a small swimming pool in his large secluded garden. Various friends were invited to enjoy an afternoon there, but some, like me, were unaware that you were expected to swim in the nude. I was at first very embarrassed, but though I never told anyone, least of all my father, I really quite enjoyed it.